The hacking scandal that won't go away. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will set up a public inquiry into the phone hacking scandal that's swirling around Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation's newspaper operations in Britain. The UK paper News of the World allegedly hacked into the cell phone of a girl that was missing at the time, 13-year-old Millie Dowler. She vanished in 2002. And mishandled, is the allegation, the voicemails of relatives of the victims of the 2005 London terrorist attacks as well. Joining us now with the latest is Sarah Lyle, a London correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and author of The Anglophiles, A Field Guide to the British. Sarah, we've talked before, because this has been going on for a long time, about the allegations that investigators from News of the World had hacked into the cell phone accounts of royals, even dozens, if not hundreds of people. But this new one about the fact that they were messing with voicemail messages, tell us the details.
Well, this has really changed the tenor of this investigation. It's been bubbling along for a long time. And as you rightly point out, most of the victims that we've heard about so far were people in the public eye, celebrities, members of parliament, public figures. And this is just a whole new level of allegation. And essentially what they've been accused of doing is getting hold of the cell phone and PIN numbers of, in this case, a young girl who had gone missing from her house and whose murdered body was found 6 months later. So they got hold of details of her cell phone and began listening in on messages left on her voicemail. And when her voicemail then filled up, when the mailbox filled up, they then began deleting some of the messages so that they could hear new messages. And the idea seems to be have been that they could then do exclusive stories about her family's grief. Today, it emerges that the News of the World is now accused of doing this to a number of other victims in the same light. It's not clear at this point exactly how much they actually listened into, but what the police say they have is evidence that they actually had the phone numbers and private PIN numbers and other details from a lot of people. And this includes now victims in the July 7th bombings here a few years ago. One father whose son was killed in that incident was on the radio this morning talking about the fact that he'd been contacted by the police who had told them that they had found his mobile and cell phone details in these records left by the News of the World. And he's not sure now whether they listened into his phone or his son's phone in the weeks after his son died before they actually knew that he was dead.
And in fact, the police say it was interfering with an investigation since they thought this young girl was still alive since someone was checking her voicemail messages.
Well, yeah, it interfered with the police investigation, and probably even worse, it gave the parents completely false hope that their child was still alive because they thought the only person who'd be able to delete the messages was her. So they had this crazy notion, maybe she'd run away, maybe she's listening, where there's still a chance she'll come back.
Oh, and what is there any chance now that there's going to be executives such as Rebecca Brooks, who was editor of the paper News of the World at the time, that she'll be forced to step down?
Well, at this point, she's hanging in there. She was editor of the newspaper when this was said to have happened, and she said yesterday that she is, you know, shocked by the allegations. She didn't know anything about it. But what's happened since then?
Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, Sarah. Sarah Lyle is London correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and author of The Anglophiles, A Field Guide to the British, The Hacking Scandal, The Story That Will Not End.